Chapter 75. Food. That's the last of the big four problems. We have fuel, check. We have oxygen, check. We have water, check. So what's the rush? Well, Daniel's not only destroyed the farming resources and introduced all our plants to the Martian atmosphere, killing them all, but he also dumped the bulk food ingredients, which made quite the colorful streak of sludge running down the side of the high heaven, leaving us with only the packaged food reserves. Enough food for one person. Even if we stretch rationing to the limit, only one person could survive for only 2 months. Skylar raises her hand. Can I just state the obvious? We can't stay here. We'll have nothing to eat. Aurora mumbles something. What, Aurora? We could eat Larson. Oh, my God, that is absolutely the most horrible thing you've ever said. Hey, we're brainstorming. There's no bad idea in a brainstorming session. Yes, there is. That's it. That is the ultimate bad idea. Can we agree that we're not going to extend our lives through cannibalism? Drew and Skylar nod. Aurora shrugs. Good. Obviously, we have to leave as soon as possible. Skylar, you mentioned term sleep. Yes. With term sleep, I think we're fine. Minimum nutrition requirements should use up half the food stores, leaving us awake for a day or two after launch and up to a week when we approach Earth. I think we'll need that time to figure out whether the government will even allow us to land. Ugh, that thought again. That we might pull this whole thing off just to be blown up into little bits a few miles above home. Zach Larson, if you're up there somewhere, I could use one last favor.